Now, let's look at Paul now in Ephesus, because it's important for us to see this. I had the privilege back in 71 in May of visiting Turkey. And I visited all the seven churches of Asia Minor, and Ephesus is where I spent the most time. Now, to me, the greatest thrill of my ministry was to visit these seven churches. And the number one church was Ephesus. And a great city, by the way, as we shall see. Now, the Holy Spirit would not permit Paul on his second missionary journey to enter the province of Asia, where Ephesus was the leading center. And we're told in Acts 16:6, and when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Now, in other words, the Holy Spirit put up a roadblock and said to Paul, you can't go down there now. Now, I do not know why, but it was not the right moment. And so this man, he went on west into Macedonia to Philippi, down to Berea, down to Athens, over to Corinth. And then on the way back, he came by Ephesus. And, oh, what a tremendous opportunity he saw there. In Acts 18:19, I read, he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. And so this man Paul saw what a tremendous opportunity there was. And on his third missionary journey, he came here, and he discovered that another by the name of Apollos had been there in the interval and between his second and third missionary journeys, but he'd only preached the baptism of John, not the gospel of the grace of Jesus Christ. At that time, why, he didn't know about it. Apollos didn't. Later on, he became a great preacher of the gospel himself. Now, Paul began a ministry there that was far-reaching. Actually, it's my firm conviction, having visited Turkey and has seen that area and read a great deal on the excavations that have been made there, that the greatest ministry that the gospel has ever had was in what is today modern Turkey. That in that day, as today, there were millions of people living there. It was the very heart of the Roman Empire. The culture of Greece was no longer in Greece. It was now over along this coast, the western coast of Turkey, Ephesus being the leading city. Great cultural center, great religious center. And the Roman emperors came to this area. The climate was great, and it was a wonderful place to visit. Millions of people there, friends. And here is where the gospel had its greatest entrance. In fact, Paul could write, you remember later on, as he wrote to the Corinthians, he says, I'll tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. And he met opposition there. But did you know that he went into the synagogue, as Dr. Luke tells us, in Acts 19, verses 8 through 10, he went into the synagogue. He spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitudes, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Now, this was a tremendous impact, friends, that the gospel made upon that area. Now, Paul began there in the synagogue. I wonder what some of these hyper-separationists who've written me, by the way, some very unlovely letters. They may be lovely Christians themselves, but they don't write lovely letters, I can tell you that. And they've criticized me for going into a Catholic monastery and giving out the Word of God. I wonder what they would say about Paul going into a synagogue, which was, I would say, in that day, actually farther from God than even a monastery. May I say to you, my friend, today, I think that Paul would go anywhere if he could preach the gospel. And since that was the way he did it, I want to do it the same way. Now, I don't compromise with the system. I think the system is absolutely wrong. And when we get to Revelation, you're going to hear me say some very strong things. Some of you may wonder how I've been able to stay on the air all these years. But I want to make it very clear to you that I'll go anywhere I can preach the gospel, give the word of God. And I want to say something else. I remember hearing the late Dr. Harry Rimmer. Someone criticized him in downtown Los Angeles for going out and speaking in a liberal church. And he answered like this. Why, he says, madam, I would go to hell and preach the gospel if I had a return ticket. May I say to you, this idea today that we are to be so separated, my friend, let's get the word of God out today and take it anywhere, provided they'll let us take it. And do you know what? Here's one fellow that no one's been able to say, I don't give out the word of God. You can't say that and be honest in making that statement. Therefore, I'll go anywhere I can. I go to all kinds of churches. I criticize the Pentecostals, but I go and preach for them too. Anywhere they let me give out the word of God, I'll go. And my friends, I have a good example. Paul began in Ephesus. And the word of God went out from there so that everyone in Asia heard it. Don't you want them to hear it today? Let's get the word of God out.